Welcome to the Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida podcast with your hosts, Tim Whittemore and Stephanie Durham with the Whittemore Group. From your morning coffee to those nighttime brewskis, they are here to tell you what it's like to eat, sleep, drink, play, work, and live on the beautiful Emerald Coast.
Hey, are you thinking about moving to the Destin area and curious if this is gonna be the place for you? If so, you gotta stick around because I've got the top three things that you need to pay attention to because living in this place might be hell if you don't. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here in the beautiful Destin, Fort Walton Beach area. That's right here on the Emerald Coast of Florida. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos about everything you need to know about our area. So make sure to go ahead and hit that subscribe button, click that little bell so we're notified every single time we've got a new video coming out. If you are moving to this area, got some questions, need some help, give us a call, text, email, shoot us a little paper airplane. All right, whatever you gotta do, we got your back when moving here. If you're listening to this via podcast or any of our audio productions, make sure to call or text us. We'd love hearing from you guys. Okay, so let's get into it. Destin's gonna be hell unless you can handle these three facts. Now, I'm gonna go into these in a lot of detail. So what are they? We're gonna talk about tourisms and crowds. We're also gonna talk about the weather, and we're also gonna talk about housing. Why not? It's a real estate channel, let's do it. All right, so if you don't know where Destin is, and you're still trying to figure it out, Destin is our destination spot. Yeah, pun intended there. When people come to the Emerald Coast, when they come down here, they're usually looking in a variety of different places to go spend their time, right, for tourism's sake. Most of the people that come down to this area, we see a large majority coming from Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Ohio. A lot of those different places are coming on down. And when they do come down there, they come down to Pensacola Beach, or to Panama City Beach, which is a way different environment. For those that know, you know. And Destin. Destin is a great place for people to come down to. Why? Because of the white sand beaches, the beautiful non-condo city place that you're gonna go. There's a lot of undeveloped areas, specifically in the Destin area, because we have military bases around that don't allow people to build, right? There is 6 miles of untouched beaches and no one will ever build there. But you can still walk them. They still got the old dunes and everything, and it really feels like you're just on a deserted island. Other than maybe you could probably hear the traffic. But other than that, like, you know, you have all the aspects of that that's here. Boating, world-class boating. Destin has some communities, some of the most luxurious communities here in the area, and one of which is Regatta Bay. Regatta Bay was mentioned in Boating Magazine for having some of the best boating in the world. And that's because of what we call Choctaw Bay, also known as Choctahatchee Bay. Yeah, I've been here for almost a decade, actually more than a decade now, and I still don't know how to pronounce it. So somebody wants to correct me, they can, and try to spell it out, whatever. But yeah, that brings a lot of crowd. There's a lot of tourism. There's great restaurants here. One thing I love about living in this area, seafood, imagine that. Real fresh from the area as well. But because of that, it draws a lot of crowds. So if you don't like to share your space and you're not going to spend the money to stay in a gated community, such as Regatta Bay, Kelly Plantation, and there's other little ones throughout the area, then this may not be a good place for you. So the crowds will come in. Most of the infrastructure as far as roadways and parking is not sufficient to really hold on to the amount of traffic that comes in through these specific areas. And because of that, Waze and Google Maps will be your friend. There are alternative ways to get around Destin. And thanks to Google, it kind of shared it with the rest of the world. Us as locals used to really enjoy, we're the only ones that know about this. It's not the case anymore. However, you don't have to be stuck on the main highway, Highway 98, sitting in traffic all the time. There are alternative routes as a local. You will be able to utilize that and know it like the back of your hand, right? So traffic is a little bit rough. They have been trying to build out the infrastructure. So right off where Destin Airport is, it's actually split out to 3 lanes on each side, all the way past Miramar Beach, and they're pressing even further into the 38 Santa Rosa Beach area, which is nice. However, old Destin still is only a 2-lane each way, and it does get congested. So you have to plan accordingly for that. 4th of July weekend is just the worst possible. The only thing that really mitigates that is if you have a boat. If you got a boat, you can go as a crow flies to wherever you need to go.
I have some friends that do that, and how nice is that? Providing that you don't have swells and everything else like that, but usually sitting on the bay, if you're taking a boat out that way, it's usually not so bad. Depending on what you got, you know, you got these small motors on a pontoon boat, I don't know. All right, in the tourism crowd, for the restaurants and everything, obviously that's big business here. It's really big business. So they have a lot of places for people to go with that, and it's actually really nice to be able to use that and accommodate all the people. So the restaurants, the things to do, the movie theaters, like everything else is like really big and able to accommodate that, which is actually really nice. Okay, number two is the weather. Man, it is hot and it's humid. That's what most people think of Florida. I'm originally from New York, upstate New York, but I'm originally from New York, and when I think of Florida, I always thought it was hot and humid, which is true during the summertime. End of June, definitely July, August, September is the worst. I'm a marathon runner. I also run triathlons, and training in that heat, I mean, it's probably advantageous for the race. It sucks. The coolest part of the day is 80 degrees, and you'd be like, that's not so bad. Well, the humidity is 90%+ each day. Good luck. Like, it's rough getting in that. But it also gets cold. You'll see right now, you're like, hey, are you wearing an undershirt? Yeah. This is Merino wool. This is January when I'm recording this. And yesterday it got down to 25 degrees. Ugh. And 25 degrees, depending upon where you're from, like, that doesn't sound so cold. Normally here, it's about 40 to 45, which again, you're like, that's not so bad. Well, it is when there's still humidity backed by it. Let me tell you a story. So prior to moving here, I used to work with the military and fly aircraft down to Antarctica and in the Arctic Circle, supporting the National Science Foundation. And we went down to Antarctica. It was, you know, one of the driest continents, right, in the world. And so having it like negative 20 or whatever down there, it didn't feel so bad, right? We go down to South Pole, resupply South Pole Station, and it would be, you know, negative 20, negative 30, and the wind chill makes it way colder. But in any case, you just kind of got used to it, right? We go to the Arctic Circle, and we're in Cambridge Bay, which is in Canada. And I remember it said negative 20, so I'm like, oh, okay. So I dress like I would normally for negative 20 in Antarctica. It's way different, way different. No way, because they had the backing of humidity and it like hurt. The cold hurt when you were out there. Oh my goodness, I'm sure my friends in the Dakotas and Minnesota, Wisconsin, like, you know what I'm talking about. Just painful. But in any case, it's not that cold, but I'm trying to use that as an analogy here that yes, it will feel cold, especially if you live here and you're used to what I talked about, the heat, and then it comes over to this, it's like, ugh. It's like stepping in from that humidity, whatever, stepping into 70 degree restaurant, and you're like, I'm freezing. Yes, it's the same thing, okay? And we get these seasonal colds, but this is not 25 normally. It seems like every couple of years we'll dip down into those temperatures, but normally it's not so bad. You also have to consider hurricanes and tropical storms, and it rains a lot here too, but it's like off and on. It's not like you're gonna be in the Northeast where you get socked in for like 3 days. It's not like that here. It'll be off and on again, which of course adds to the humidity. But anyway, you will have those certain comes in, but everything's built out to code out here anyway, to withstand hurricanes. You got the correct windows, you've got like little clips on your roof so it doesn't blow away with high winds, all those different things. And hurricanes really aren't too concerning. We do have a question and answer guide that I've personally created for you. So if you're curious about that, reach out to myself or my team and just ask for that guide. And it's the common questions that we have for hurricanes, especially living down here, and we'll send you out that. No cost, no problem. So just let us know what that is. Hurricane season here is from June to about end of September, I believe. And I don't know what it is about this area, but we rarely, rarely ever get hit. It typically always goes down the main part of Florida or heads out to Louisiana. Seems like every 20 years or something we may get hit. So fortunate for us. All right, let's talk about housing. Last thing is number three is housing costs. Moving to Destin is probably one of the more expensive places to move. However, you get in the middle of the action, you get a good community, you're in the midst of everywhere that you want to go, right? Which is really nice. And you have opportunities to rent this place out later, certain exceptions, and, you know, still make some sort of cash flowing asset. So there's a lot of advantages to purchasing in this area. However, it's going to be more expensive. It is going to be more expensive, especially for single family homes. But our median price for this area over the last year, again, reminding is January 2024, is $656,000. That's our median sales price. Now, that's a high all the way up to 8.7 mil, okay? Those are the nice ones sitting on the water, and a low all the way down of 182,000, which was probably a rehab, maybe a trailer. Guaranteed it was probably in West Destin somewhere. West Destin is also known as Old Destin. And when we talk about housing, it's still very eclectic. You may have a multi-million dollar property sitting on the water across the street from maybe a $400,000-$500,000 home, and a few blocks away you could have a couple of trailers. Now they are buying up a lot of these trailers, a lot of these older homes, and putting new construction, so you're going to see a variety. We had a big influx of people putting houses in there in the 70s and 80s. We also had another big influx in the late 90s, early 2000s, and we've been seeing even over the past 10 years a lot of these new ones popping up. There's, as of the time of this video, there's a new townhome community that's right in Old Destin that they built up with D.R. Horton, I believe. Actually, I know it's that because we just did a deal with them. So there are a lot of different communities that you can go up in there. You also have the condo market there, and there's tons of condos out there. Great for short-term rentals, depending upon what sort of you're financing, but they can be tricky. So if you have any questions about this, make sure to reach out to your real estate professional if you already have one. If you don't have one or you're shopping around and interviewing them, give us a call. We're happy to share our information and guide you through whatever that looks at, whether it's your next permanent station, old military vernacular, is the next permanent home, whether it's a short-term rental or something that you just want to stay in sometimes and rent out the rest of the time just to offset your costs, and just let us know. We can guide you through what that actually looks like. And there are other communities outside of Destin that may be more attractive. However, I do want to go back to the housing prices. Strangely enough, just beyond there, you go into Miramar Beach into the Sandestin Resort area, the average price there is $725,000. So you can see that Destin, still being close to everything, is still probably the best financial decision to move to be in the mix of everything. There are other things that you should probably consider. However, this is going to be the best bet for staying in this location. Okay, well, that's all I got for you. So living in Destin is going to be hell unless you can handle those three facts. All right, if you have any questions about anything I put in here, please leave it in the comments below. I'd love hearing from you guys. If you are listening to us via podcast, you can go ahead and give us a call, text, email, whatever you need to do. We'll happily help you out with that. And of course, if you are moving here or investing in this area, got some questions, need some help, give us a call, text, email. Let's set up an appointment to talk to myself or one of my even better specialists here on our team to be able to guide you through that process. But again, my name is Tim Whittemore. I'm here with the Whittemore Group with LPT Realty, and we'll see you in our next video. Take care.
That's all we got for today. To learn more about Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check them out and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you are thinking about moving, relocating, or investing in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or anywhere between Pensacola and Panama City Beach, make sure to give them a call, send them a text, or email, because they have your back when moving to the Emerald Coast of Florida.